there, my friend. I am the poor Wilbird. That's right, very similar to the whippoorwill, only I don't say whip, I just say poor will. Listen again.
This is interesting. I don't think we've ever met before.
No, we haven't, Uncle Bob.
It sounds like you're saying poor willow.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying, Uncle Bob.
Only you don't put the whip in front of it.
That's right, I have no whip, like my friend the whippoorwill does. Now, if you're quiet, I think you can hear the whippoorwill in the distance. Here he comes.
Oh, sure, I hear that. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill.
That is the whippoorwill bird, Uncle Bob. But I am the poor will bird.
You have no whip. You just say poor willow. Poor willow.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Will?
Western North America.
Mm-hmm. Precisely from where to where?
Well, from southern Canada to Mexico, you find the poor willow bird.
Now, you're a nocturnal bird, check?
Yes, I'm a night bird. I'm known as a nightjar. A night bird hunts at night, sings at night, lives at night, and sleeps during the day.
Now, poor Will, you're very similar in appearance to a common whippoorwill.
I'll pass with that, that's true, but you mean the whippoorwill is similar in appearance to me.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Diplomatic goof, poor Will.
That's quite okay, Uncle Bob.
Actually, you're a little smaller than the whippoorwill, is that true?
Yes, that's right. And he has more white on his tail than I have. Basically, other than that, we're the same.
Now, did you forget to shave this morning?
Oh, no, no, no. They're bristles.
Oh, dear me. Bristles. What are bristles for?
Touch detectors. They feel for me while I'm flying, Uncle Bob. I have no fingertips like you do.
Right, so as you fly through the air, you bump into little insects, and these bristles hit the insect, and you know where they are that way.
Right on, Uncle Bob. My creator put these bristles there for feelers, a touch system, detection system.
Right on either side of your beak. Then, of course, you open your big mouth.
See?
Wow, you have a huge mouth.
Look, Ma, big cavity.
Now, poor Will, I understand one of the more unusual features about you is that you actually do hibernate.
Absolutely, I do, Uncle Bob. Just like a bear hibernates, the poor Will bird hibernates, too.
My man, I've never heard of any other bird that hibernates.
Well, Uncle Bob, to my knowledge, I am the only bird, the poor Will. There may be others, but I don't know about them.
Now, poor Will, you hibernate in the wintertime, check?
In the wintertime, yes, the normal time.
Well, most birds, in fact, all other birds, to my knowledge, fly south, or some hardy birds stay in the northern climates and winter it out. But you don't.
Nope, stay right where it's cold, Uncle Bob. Good and cold.
Obviously, you don't freeze to death.
Quite obviously, Uncle Bob. My body temperature drops 40 degrees.
During hibernation?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what's your normal body temperature when you're not hibernating?
104 degrees Fahrenheit or 40 degrees Celsius.
Wow. So you drop down to 64 degrees Fahrenheit from 104. A drop of 40 degrees when you're hibernating.
Yep, and it's the cool weather that brings this hibernating desire on, Uncle Bob.
I see. How cool?
Well, when the temperature drops down to 38 degrees, Uncle Bob, and kind of stays there for a few days, my body gets a signal which says, time to go to sleep for the winter.
The scientists have actually proved that it's 38 degrees Fahrenheit that triggers you?
That's right. That's it.
For how long do you hibernate, poor Will?
On an average of 100 days, depending on the climate, of course.
Now, would a person be able to detect any heartbeat or breathing from you during hibernation?
Well, a man by the name of E.C. Jaeger once discovered a hibernating poor Will in the Chuckwalla Mountains of the Colorado Desert. This was back in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this poor Will bird was alive, very much alive, but he could not detect any heartbeat or breathing. And when he took the bird's temperature, it was down to 64 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, 40 degrees under its normal body temperature.
And Uncle Bob, Mr. Jaeger first thought that the poor Will bird was dead.
Well, that's a good question, poor Will. How do we really know that it wasn't dead?
Well, Mr. Jaeger banded it.
I see, put a little metal ring around its leg.
Yeah, light ring.
And?
It came back the next year to that spot. And the next year, and the next 2 years, a total of 4 years, to that very same granite rock, to hibernate. And the same conditions, same temperature drop. There's a real case to prove that the poor Will bird does indeed hibernate.
Oh boy, you really are different.
Well, if all birds were the same, Uncle Bob, it would be boring.
Yeah, that's true of people, too. One of each of us is enough.
And that shows our creator had a lot of originality and creativity.
Oh, you can say that again. But poor Will, what keeps you alive during this period? Now, we know bears, before they hibernate, they feast and they fill up their tummies.
Well, I do the same thing, basically, and I live off fat in my body during the wintertime.
I see. Just like a bear does. Well, how much fat does it take to keep you alive for, say, the 100 days?
1/3 of an ounce.
Only 1/3 of an ounce?
That's enough, Uncle Bob, enough to keep me alive during hibernation.
Wowee. So you're not a migratory bird. You stay in one place, basically.
That's right.
I know you're pretty popular in the desert southwest of the United States. It gets pretty hot there in the summertime. What do you do?
Well, here's another interesting feature about the poor will. Poor will bird can stand tremendous heat.
Oh, how's that?
Well, we slow our body down, or I mean our creator taught us how to slow our body down, Uncle Bob, to 1/30th. It's normal rate.
Wow. In other words, when it gets just steamy hot, you slow down, and that way you stay cool.
Precisely. Oh, I have to exhale, open my mouth, and just clear the hot air out of my lungs. But I slow my rate of breathing down 1/30th.
Your heart actually slows down 1/30th? Its normal beat?
Yes, during the summertime when it's so hot, Uncle Bob. And of course, that works well in the wintertime when it gets cold.
Ah, I see now. That's probably why Mr. E.C. Jagger couldn't find any pulse, any heartbeat of you when you were hibernating.
Well, that's exactly it. And he didn't even know I was breathing either, Uncle Bob.
I see. So in summer and winter, you slow down your metabolic rate. Is that the right way to say it?
Mm-hmm, that's it, Uncle Bob. And of course, the temperature is what controls this.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's very clear.
But of course, there has to be something inside of the poor will's body to work with the temperature. You understand that? Someone had to put it there.
Right. His name is Jesus Christ, the creator of the poor will bird, and every other bird, too.